Good afternoon. I'm Ratunea Carr from the Alabama Department on Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Jerry Dwayne Horn.
And how may I assist you today, Mr. Jerry?
I was trying to follow up on my unemployment. I was supposed to have been followed up in January of the first of the year, but I had went back to work for a couple of days, but then I got injured again, so I was back unemployed again, so that's why I was giving you a call.
Okay, no problem. Let me assist you right here in this line. We can start right now. May I have please use Social Security number?
424-9898.
I'm so sorry, but I your voice is weighing down. I can hear you. Could you please tell me again your social?
424-9898-80.
All right, thank you. May I have please your full name?
Jerry Dwayne Horn.
May I have please your date of birth?
5/11/75.
May I have please your mother maiden name?
My mother, Ethel Myers. Maiden name, Ethel Williams. Ethel Horn.
All right, thank you, sir. So now let me read for you, Mr. Jerry. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you, do you file unemployment benefit in another state with the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Do I have what, ma'am?
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I don't understand, but I don't receive.
Have you been working under different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working under different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since the last time that you applied for unemployment?
If I did what, ma'am?
Your name changed since the last time
no,
that you
applied.
May I have your phone number, please?
205-519-2948.
All right, thank you. May I have your driving license number, please?
My driver's license number is 688-9061.
Okay, thank you. And this is from Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. Alabama, yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks. May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
I'm black.
What is the highest grade that you complete in a school?
11.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I haven't been in the Air Force, no, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Do I consider myself disabled? Yes.
Disabled?
Yes.
Okay, could you please provide me your home address?
517 28th Street Southwest.
Okay. May I have the city, please?
Ma'am?
May I have the city, please?
Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. The zip code?
Ma'am?
Yeah, may I have your zip code?
35211.
All right, thank you. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
I was a laborer at U.S. Steel working up on Iron Mountain Construction.
Okay, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union?
Yes, ma'am. I was in the union, yes, ma'am.
Could you please provide me the union number?
I was in the 599 union.
599?
599.
Yeah, 599. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And do you, okay, let me ask you the question, sir. Are you able to accept full-time work?
Am I able? Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. Right now, I've been able, I just got back from my doctor's excuse that I can go back to work. I was just in the hospital around May for my stomach. I had a bad thing going on with my stomach, so the doctor just cleared me to go to work about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Depends on the pay, ma'am.
I'm sorry, how many miles?
I said, depends on the pay, ma'am.
Yeah, how many you would like to say?
Well, I really can't say it because it depends on the pay I want to go to for, and it's not going to pay
okay.
for the
gas. Yeah, I will asking you how many miles and how much per hour.
$23 an hour. Mm-hmm. I would go 40 miles.
All right, thank you. Do you own a business?
Do I have own business? No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied, or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied, or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You have worked in the last 18 months?
No. Do I have what, ma'am?
Have you applied, or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You have worked in the last 18 months. Have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023 to March 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
I would have what, ma'am? I can't understand you. Say it again.
If you would like to pay taxes out from your benefit check?
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. So,
a benefit card, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you please provide me your last employer name?
My last employer name, Ironmark Construction.
Ironmark Construction. Yes. And I had the city where you was working?
Birmingham, Alabama. No, South Alabama. South Alabama.
I'm sorry, say one more time the city?
It was Southfield, Alabama, ma'am.
Southwest.
Southfield, Alabama.
Oh. Okay, thank you. May I have please the telephone number from this company?
The telephone number is, hold on.
Yes, sir.
The number is 334-507-4809.
Thank you. May I have please your beginning day? What day did you start to work with this company?
I started in 2018.
Okay. What months you would like to choose?
Ma'am?
In what month?
What month? In March.
March? What day
yes,
you would like to choose from March?
What day? It was around the first.
And may I have your last day that you physically went to work?
The last day I went to physically work, it was also, I got a check. My last check stub was in March the first of this month. This year.
Yeah, but last day that you physically went to work.
The last day I fished, it was in March, ma'am. March the 3rd. It was the first, ma'am. That was the site of the job. March the 1st, ma'am.
All right. And why are you no longer working with this company? They discharge you. Are you quit?
No, ma'am. I haven't quit. They just haven't had no work. Like I said, I just got back. My stomach had, I had had surgery with my stomach. So I was just be able to walk good. And you know what I'm saying? So I just got cleared from the doctor about 2 weeks ago.
So what it means that? So they discharge you? Or you are in leave off, or?
No, ma'am. I work through the union, ma'am. So they give you a call when they have work for you. So I've been trying to call them to get a job, so they've been having no jobs opening, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So now let me ask you, after your last day of work,
yes, ma'am.
Have you received, or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. No pay. No, ma'am.
Have you applied for
no,
a
ma'am.
Pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
So now let me ask you, Mr. Jerry, you are certified that your answers are true. and accrued with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay if I put in your full name here?
Yes, put my full name, yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you the questions. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? 1, 15 Lincoln Heights, 1301 23 Street North, 2451 Charity Lane, 327 Hillwood Circle. Do you recognize any?
I think that 13, the first one is what, ma'am?
115 Lincoln Heights. The next one is 1301 23 Street North.
Yeah, 1321 23rd Street North. I think we stayed right there before.
Okay. And which of the following corporation have you ever been associated? Frank Myers, Iron Workers, Local 292.
Frank Myers.
Okay. Which of the following cities is associating with you? Auburn, Madison, Mobile, or Behan?
Behan.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me update this information and let me ask you. I have filed a claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now let me read for you, Mr. Jerry, the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and will there your online resume for you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. So the process you just completed right now, it doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week for you to complete certification.
What I got to do, ma'am? I can't understand you, ma'am.
So what you have to do is weekly certification every week. So you can do it through the website or you can do it through the telephone number. So the telephone number that you need to call is 800-752-7389.
So Hold up, ma'am.
Okay.
You said
800-752-7389.
800-752-7389.
Correct. 1-800-752-7389. That's correct. So your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday. And you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m.
So I have to call this number on Sundays?
Mm-hmm. Before 5 p.m.
To do what now? What I had to call this number for?
Weekly certification. You have to do weekly certification. Let me keep reading that way you understand. It's very important that you careful and read the information that is mailing to you. If you have any question, you can call the inquiry department line 800-752-7389. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss our finance. So you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. So now, since you are union attachment, you know are required to sit work outside your union, you should be continuing with the register for work with the union hiring and remember in good standing. If you have any change in your status about your union, you must be reported to call in the inquiry department line at 800-361-4524. You must be able and available to work each week that you claim benefit. So now,
okay.
Do you have?
Okay, you said I can. Ask you one more time because I'm kind of not understanding you. So could I go? You said I can go to the union and do the same thing and see if they have something for me too, and just report that.
I mean, if you, yeah, you are union, right? So the
yes,
thing, you should be continuing registered for union and good standing. Of if you have any change
yes,
in your union, so you have to call the inquiry department line. And also, but this is what you must research work through a union, not our union. This is what it basically means.
For the union, okay. So search for the union. Uh-huh. Okay.
Correct.
So I need to go up there every day. I'm going to do up there tomorrow then.
Okay. So now let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. If you are ready, please let me know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's 49806.
49 what?
806.
806.
3205. 3205.
Five.
Correct.
All right. Can I repeat it, please?
Yes, sir.
49806-3205.
That's correct. And now your PIN number for weekly is 1955.
My what, ma'am?
Your PIN number for weekly certification is 1955.
All right.
All right. If you don't have any questions for this claiming, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. So I just go to the union tomorrow and try to apply for a job.
Every Sunday? Yes. Every Sunday you have to report it, okay? Every Sunday before 5 p.m.
Every Sunday before 5 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Good afternoon.
Okay.